Start your day determining of Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. A few years ago, a small handful of Avreichim, if you like, came to Ramat Chazilber from the Zuchina Pesmedrish, and they asked him, like, all this hundreds, thousands of Batim Medrish in Borough Park. So our Pesmedrish finishes the last. When everyone is finished, it's Yontif, where is going home? Maybe the Rebbe could be a bit makatzer, like in the davening and the nuin, so we could have a shtickle like seder with our wives. So no problem. The kabbalah will say, "Put you in my office. Find no kindness. Your wish is my command. But just tell me when the list of yungul light of mishpochus that I have in mind by nanuin, whatever, which has davening, which ones should I be mashmit from the regime? Who should I admit? Wow. You tell me. I'll do what you want." They ran out of there like whatever. What's the moral of the story? Is Kiyodua, it says in Svorim HaKadoshim, there's a famous medrash, V'lakachtem lachem v'yimarishin, Hadol Duxiv, the Pasuk says, until impona el tfilos ha'arar, v'leiboza el tfilos. The Satmar Rebbe is medayik in the very oil. Why is it that the Pasuk calls Chag HaSukkos in the Parashat Mishpatim, Chag HaOsif? Say Sashona. What's Chag HaOsif? You're a farmer. I'm not a farmer. I'm a rabbi. Chag HaOsif. You bring it to Bnei Yisoschar, that is the Chag HaSukkos, is the time when all the tefillahs of a whole year, they have their asifa, and they're elevated to Shemayim. And therefore, Chesed Lavram brings, the Rutamska brings, Pono el tefillahs ha'arar is Rosh Hashanah, Begimatria Sukkos. And the Sefer of Bravera, Muridika Sefer, Amud Atfila, Lakachtam, Lachem, Yimarishin, is Gimachi, Lishmael, Arminda, Vilatfila, Marid, Rasechem, Mishar Shemayim. The whole idea of Sukkis, Chag HaOsif, when you mile all the tefillahs. Why is that? Because Lavrov brings a Muridika word. Shleim HaMelech, the Chacham, Mikol Adam, says in Pasuk, Ki Alekim Bashamayim Va'at Al Oret, the Abish is in heaven, and you're down here on earth. Al Kein Yidvarechem At. So speak. Right? So all the Mefarshim ask, and if the Eibishter will be Milmata, not Milmail. So Yidvech should not be Matin. Those Babylon, I forget it. The Eibishter is Bunnel upon him. So he brings a Moyudidik of Pshat. It says in Svorim HaKadoshim that you think between down here on earth and Shemayim and Shemayim Kizakovid, it's empty. It's empty space. It's full of forces. And all the tefillahs that are yidavens and the mekatregim on the way, they prevent, they intervene, and don't let the tefillahs. K'maisav Hashem tov yadu. So a certain shul and brah full of Torah mitzvahs. Why? Because nothing ever goes up to heaven. L'sal k'leil. Asher alkein, right? So the pasuk says, ki alekim b'ashamayim v'ata la'oretz. It's a long distance to travel, and there's all kinds of Havdalim and Mesichim and Katregim and whatever. Al kein yid varecha ma'at in the Loshon ma'at is hachno. The Mishnah says in the Brachos, in Uindin l'sbal elamitoich kovid rosh, taich rashi hachno, kipirish ha'yadu of the Kodesh Samagid, Navodis Yisrael, emoir ma'at, what does ma'at mean? Ki atam ma'at mikolamim, yimachni yusuf. Through humility, through contriteness, amur ma'at, then va'asei arbe, your words pierce the heavens. Therefore, Shlomo, that's Pratt and Pasuk, says that the Radomsker. Ki alekim v'ashamayim ma'at, al kein yidu v'recha ma'atin, that a person has to daven, b'achnu. So based on this, one can understand the sheikhs of Chag HaSukkos to Kabbalah, Satfilis, Chag HaOsif, elevating tefillahs. Because every school child, like Nihai the Grasshopper, comes over from Cheder, tells you, it's a Shachar HaTorah Be'emes, and Parshas Emor, that we have the Dalet Binim on Sukkos, which correspond to the heart, to the Chutz HaShedra, to the Einayim, and the Pe'eh, as everyone, every school child knows. Why does get these Dalet Binim? It's a gewaltig word, Devin Shlema, the Shamloya Rav Meiridik. It says, when you speak about Gaiva, arrogance, haughtiness, right? David HaMelech in Tilum compares in Dafke to four Evorim, where the gaiva of a person is expressed. The Einayim, David HaMelech says, Giva Einayim. What the eyes. Another pasuk says, Al Tvieni, Regel, Gaiva. So Regel is connected to Gaiva. By the way, the Chut HaShedra, he explains, is get to the feet. Chas v'shalach, because there's this, and someone has cut off his whatever, his spine, can't walk. Right? Peh, the pasuk says, David HaMelech says, loshing medaberes gedolos, v'seinu itanu, mi'adin lo. And obviously, lev, legova libi. So therefore, the dalminim are there to instill humility in a person. Hachnu. If a person's machnia himself, then his tefillah is on the scab. And that's why he brings the Rav Ravar brings a moiriti gavort. The miniga oilum, I don't know what you do in your shul, whatever, the miniga oilum in most people I've seen is that before davening, sukkahs, they go to the sukkah and they shakal davmin, make a bracha. L'chura, and then they go daven. L'chura, api secha, api halacha, which should come first, davening or davmin? I would say, I'm a simple guy, everyone asks this question, I didn't discover America, right? Todu v'sheni, todu, todu kaidim. So first you should daven and then take davmin. Or make a break before halacha. Hello? Nor pshat is since davminim. Is the Indian of Hachdo, as we just said, and so it makes sense why we take Dalad Minim before we, right? The vize is ich, right? Why it's called Chaga Osif? Tfilus are heard because Dalad Minim is Hachno, and Hachno brings the Kabbalah Satfilus. Great. Right? So now I understand the connection of Chaga Sukkis and Kabbalah Satfilus, but I've just moved the goalpost. What is the connection of Chagasukis and Achno, and humility, the opposite of Gaiva? What do you do with the other? But to understand this, let me be makdim a few medrash, please. Like one of these rushes that are very. I'm only going to cut out, I'm going to say a few, I'm not going to hold all this. Right? One medrash. Everyone knows, Vakatal Rav Rishon, so Rachazal Brea, who's cool to it. Rishon, what's called Rishon is the 15th of the month. Rishon, the Chesh Ben Avoyis. And the other medrash puts it a bit differently. Lechaper al Maiser Rishon. To atone for the first. Maiserish, what does that mean? I don't know. Another medrash says, "Lakatkan imedishin hadodir siv." The pasuk doesn't tell him to the eini erachayim soivasmachis is ponech. What's he going on about? Another medrash, "Lakatkan imedishin mayof is bilgula v'mona amt b'tshuva." What's the question? Rule of tshuva. What's going on? Another medrash pliyah. Iyev hoyem Yisrael mahal yisuyim. Iyev was complaining, crying about the suffering. Ah, Jeherel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dfani Sukkah, until the Eberstu showed him the walls of the Sukkah, Shtayim Kilchosen Vashlishi Afilu Tefach. Hello! 1,000 ways to answer this message. All this work. Hadol, another Pasuk, Hachlem Yemenishin Hadol Tichsiv, same Pasuk, Kapitel 24, Tikosiv, Zoyslu Dar Achrin, Eilu Doris, Shem Noitim Lomus, generations which are tottering on the verge of death, Vam Nivra Yalka, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Boro Yisum Bria Chadosh. The Eberster resurrects them, a new Bria. Ma'aleinu Lassi, so what should we do when the Eberster resurrects us? We have to take a lulav and an esrig. Well, the Kalis, like others, praise the Rabbi Nishalim, the famous Mazir of Lakat, hello. What's this? Dying people who are suddenly rebirthed, reborn, and therefore we have Dalad Minim. One more medrash pliya. There's many more. Shloishenif, Shloishenim and Nifloim Yemenu. There are three things that I can't get my head around. The wonder, it's amazing, which are Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. The Arba, Loyit, Varbo, Loyitatim. The four I don't know, which are Dalad Minu. Hello, Earth. Anyone out there? The world that took a Pesach, Matzah, and Morah with Dalad Minu. Three and four. To understand all of this, what I'm saying today is mamish a direct hamshich from the shiur I gave before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Brought from the Mishnosei HaTorah of Rabbeinu HaRizal, that the whole month of Tishrei Be'etzem, as we discussed before Rosh Hashanah, is a tikkun for the chet etz hadas of Adam HaRishon, which all neshamis were included in Adam HaRishon, and the task of mankind is to make a tikkun for this chet. Even though we already did all Elul with the Rosh Hashanah, with the Shmetshuva, with Yom Kippur, Aber Kiyadua, Rishon Chesh Rabbeinu, the Droshes from Sefer, that's only Tshuva, the Iker Tshuva Meira, and the Iker of Chagasukis is Tshuva Mehal. Okay, we'll talk about it. What's therefore Chazal tell us in Psikterapsi, it's brought in Yalkut, Shini Loshen, why do we sit in a Sukkah on Sukkis? Because in case Chas V'Shalom, the Gzardin on Yom Kippur, we're chayev something. Asher Alkein, we're chayev golus. Therefore, Yetzer Golos, but going out from a house to a sukkah, and the Abishah says, Malakos, as if you went to Bovel, you went to Tasmania. What's Golos? What's up, is Golos, Dafka? There's a, the Istapora and Istapora, as you say in the Zoya, what's up, Golos? So, also, Gestetner and Dagdoma, Psicha, Psicha, the Irta, into Mesef the Makis, say, from those period, murdered the Gavort. Everyone knows the Yushalmi and Makis, we've discussed a thousand times. Yushalmi says, Shol l'chokhma choytem ancha, Shol l'nevuach. This one says, Chatoem t'idivra, this one says, Never shakatas Thomas. You sin against the Abish, you murdered Melbach and Lachem, hey. Off with your head, dangle on a lamppost, hang it, right? Achas dos. The Abish, the Berachma, the Timishus Adin, said, Yavi, Shuvi is kap. Kum tois al pidin, al piseichel, a person sinned, whatever it is, achas dos. Just like you're not allowed to murder somebody else, you're not allowed to murder yourself. Because at the end of the day, why is it that a person Haidos Baldin doesn't work? Or Daldeva Paskin Hilche Nizki Aguf. If a person gives you permission to slap him across the face, you're not Balabas over yourself. Therefore, Haidos Baldin doesn't work. You need Xeris Agassi to eat. You with me, hello? Kunt Oyus, a person did any Aveir, what should be his Oynish? What should be his fate? You committed murder. Shvichus Domin. Oh, but I did have this tshuva. There was a Rosh Hashanah that said, I didn't keep her. But that was the tshuva meyira. The Gemara says, Napevov, tshuva meyira is Zdoinis Nas like Shkogos. What's the din of a Hirich Negev Nefesh Mishgogo? Don't the goats. And that's why after the Avoid of Tshuva of Yom Neroim comes Sukkiyus Sechazal, goats. Which, by the way, you say, people say the Hirosim before they go into the Sukkah. My going into the Sukkah should be as if I was in Golos. Who was the first human being who has ever went into Golos for an Aveira? Azoy, doctor. I say Adam Arishon. Sorry. Pardon for me to. As the Welt Zadberg, I'm also Schluchisch and Adam Kemoisik. He was expelled from Gan Eden. You with me?
Yeah.
Right? Chazal say befeirish, yeah? It's like a Heurig death. He brought death on the world. He goes to an Ir Miklat, outside of Gan Eden, right? Who else later was bedugmat of the Marishan who went to Golos? Tanchuma says, Medeshat Chuma says on the Pasuk, Ve'etze Yankiv Meshav Yalech Arono. Why? There's Kedin Heurig Nefesh Bishgog. We can talk about it some other parts of Ve'etze, right? And therefore, since, he didn't say that, I'm just adding, since Zohar said, the Zohar HaKadosh says, and Chazal and the Rizal, Yankov Avinu, the Gemara says that Shufrei the Yankov Avinu be'im Shufrei Adam HaRishon. And if the Rizal tell he was the Gilgul of Adam HaRishon, right? And therefore, just like Adam HaRishon had a Shiluah from Gan Eden, so the Yankov Avinu had to go into Golos and Eretz Yisrael via the Charon. You with me? Can you hear the Rosh Bishgog? Okay, Asher Alki. So the whole idea of going to a Sukkah is a din of reliving Adam HaRishon's goals. That's why the pasuk says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that someone should, something was not mekabel tumah and gidulim in a oretz, you could use it for schach. How do you know where's the pasuk? But aspecha migorncha umiyikvecha. Could you use roses for schach? Why not? Hello. Orchids, whatever. Yeah. Gornchov yigvech, tafka these two. You know, it could be a genius. Because the Gemara says in Brachas, what was the Eitz Hadas?
Esri.
Doesn't say. If you could find me that in the Gemara of Brachas, daf mem. Or. Wait, hold your horse. Gemara, Shana Gemara, Brachas. One appear, Meir Rabbi Yehuda. One says it was Chito, and one says it was Yayin, which brings Yololo to the world. Therefore, the pasuk says, what is the idea of sukkahs? The psoilus goyin v'yekev akosabit. The psoilus, the aveda of the Marishan, which was either Commander Omar Chito, or Commander Omar Geffen, Yayin, Sochtaloy, yeah? And by the way, I have no time. I would love to write a whole sefer on this subject. The Gvaldi, right? The Ben Ishchai, the Bethayim Ben Ishchai, when there's 4 days to Chazal, what it was, and you look at Med, right? It's Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Chayim. It's just the man you give a toyim called it. The Chet Eitz Hadas is connected beruchni is to all four minim. If I had the time, I'd explain it, but I don't have the time. All four minim. Chita, Yayin, Te'ena, and Ezra. We'll talk about it someday. If you look in, who is it? What's it? Erla Meir from the Bukovsker, the son of the Tzemach Dovid of Dinov, grandson of the Beis Oscar. Every parish is molded these four things. Everything is connected to these four. Out there, but not in Kamakir. Okay. And therefore, by the way, in the Seder, the Shalach HaKadosh says, everything around the Seder, which also the tikkun of Chet Etzadaz, it matzo with Yayin. Therefore, how many days are there in the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Lishan Rabo? 21. Why 21? Hello? Because these are the days of the Arizal, the tikkun of the Chet Etzadaz. Right? Until you come, what happened to Etzadaz? Without getting involved in Kabbalah, Adam HaRishon was mafrid between the Aleph, Alufish Olam, and the other 21 letters of the alphabet. And now the whole Tishrei is the tikkun of these inyonim, first Miyira, and afterwards we mean it Chapkeni, with the Avo, and therefore we have Chabbeid, and comes Shmina Tzeres, Nagil, and Ispacha, Bach. The Abishur, the Chabbeid, the Shia Tayr, the Chulu. Right? By the way, Chav Aleph, this forum say, is Gimatri Eket, name of Hashem. Which you don't gotta be a rocket scientist to figure out the word for Shomesh. Everyone says Ek is the shame of true. Without getting a but Ek means I was Azoi, and now I'm gonna be different. Ek is the shame of Tshuva, and therefore the whole month is connected to right. Which by the way, the Matamusha brings the Medrash. I have no idea where it whatever. You know Shana Rabba, he brings the Medrash. The seventh day of Sukkot is the Shana Rabba. Why? Why the Shana Rabba? Because the Eibush told your Zayd Avram Avinu, Ani Yochid v'ato Yochid, I am a Yochid, you're a Yochid, Ete lebonecha yoyim yuchid l'chapur v'alav yizayim. Give you one special day, that's the Shana Rabba. Right? Because my name is Ekev, which is Gematria 21, right? And you are the 21st generation from Adam HaRishon. What are you shaking your head for? After he said, Medrash is the 21st generation. Because Asara Dair is from Adam till Noach. Asara Dair is Noach. So the you're not discovering America, right? Hello. The what's his name? As. No. Hello. The Kavachayim. In Simon Tafri Samatal. That means he's the 20th generation, not 21. There's two ways how to. Either Noach is considered to be two Dairis, because it's Lifnei Amabel and Achar Amabel. Or as Pinchas Friedman said in Shmuley Pinchas, Avram is two days. Because there's Avram Einay Meilid, there's then Vayitzes Yachutza, and the state is Tagdina Shalom, and there's Avraham, Anu Ber Yechadosha. So the 21st generation is Avram, so the Eibishter gave Hashanah Rabba and the Schus of Avram Avinu, right? And then we could do as a changeover truth. Now, so the whole idea, the Kitzur, of going out of your sukkah is going into Golus, Bedugma Kapora for, like the Golus of Adam HaRishon, and Yankov Avinu. Hello? Now, it's mentioned before that there is a Mando Omar, which I'm not going involved in now, it's a Zion Medrash, looking at Ramban, and Paris Emir, Rabbi Bachari, like a whole list of whatever, that the Eitz Hadas was actually an Eser. And that's the Rishon of Chesed Avonis, the Chaper of Maiser Rishon, the Koran of the Rishon, the first day. Right. By the way, what does the word Esrig mean? It's brought from the Tulliner, various forum. Esrig is Miloshin Kinafshi Sarigelech Ataiva. What does it say by the Chet Etzadas that Chava looked v'chitava hila einayim v'atika kmi piri v'atech Taiva. The first Taiva, the first Churban Yelol and death into the world was the egg. Well, was the taiva of the Chet Etzadas. And therefore the Tver Shleim, the Holy Radonsk, said, that's pshat, l'chachtem l'chem. And the pastor gets off, is samachtem l'fnei Hashem l'keichem. Shivas Yom, what's the connection? Because the Eibishter created 7 days of binyan. And the Chura creating a world that did a tachtoyin of Shubit Azad, day of Simcha by the Eibishter. But on day number six, man, the whole edifice crumbled. Death and churbin and girush, whatever. So that wasn't the complete Simcha. Now when you're taking Dalet Minim, which are the tikkun of the Chet Etzadas, now you could say, v'samachtem lifnei Hashem l'keichem, v'samachtem, all seven days. That's pshat, the Medrash says, on the pasuk v'lakachtem l'chem, v'yedieni arachayim, soy v'smachis es panecha, which refers to all the mitzvahs shebachai. Because everyone knows, the Medrash says, that when Yidin and the Goyim go in for a din, on Rosh Hashanah and the Goyim of Katrig, etc., etc., and nobody knows who won. When Yidden take the Dalet Minim on Sukkis, it's like a raya that the donuts are Klal Yisrael was menatzeach. What's the raya? So every school child knows. It's like nothing, you know, when you have short trials, still your rabbi tells you, because the Bnei Yisrael brings from the Chidah and other Sfarim HaKadoshim, that although Ein Lecha Eisav Nulmatosh, Ein Lemazel Nulmaila, Makabay Meragadel, the Gemara says every species in this world has its intermediary angel, whatever, over the Dalet Minim Amiyuchid, that they're under the Shlita of the Rebbein Hashem himself. Likewise, heaven, right, the Anani HaKovid, that's like the molder of the Eibishter. Kishama Lekim. For Klal Yisrael to use the Dalet Minim and to sit B'tzela the Meimenusa under the Eibishter's direct providence, right, that could only be true if Yidin are B'chinas Bonin. Normal din is if you're mishamish, the Gemara says to Hedron, b'sharvita shel melech, off with your head. You can't use the king's scepter, right? We use the alminim, we sit in the Eibishter sukkah, yechabeni tzel yodoi, because we're b'chinas bon. If we're b'chinas bon, in my understand, I've said this like countless times in the Zereh Berach, all Svarim HaKadoshim, Chidoah, the Bnei Yisrael, everybody. Although the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that's char mitzvah by Alma, like, that'll be b'chinas avod, because the din is chiras enim mishtalemes, ela b'soifu. You have to pay the worker at the end of, right? That's Ruchinas Avodin. A Ruchinas Bonin, which father doesn't support his child, called Manikut. Right? So therefore, the Fadist is Char Mitzvah. And therefore, it's a Tikkun of the Chet Eitzadas, which there was a Klol of Bezeya Sapecha Techelechem. And therefore, Yanki, who's the Gilgul of Adarisha, went into Golas. What did he ask the Abishur? On the way to Choron? V'nosim li lechem lechel u'begit lilboish. And therefore, everyone knows all Kolam Mitzdarech that he needs on Sukkis. Thousands of ideas. The Ferris Shlomo puts it very beautifully. The Gemara says, "Sukkah Hamitzdayer Potter. How do you become Potter from all the Torahs? How do they become the Srape? Minasuk. The Sukkah itself is that it brings all brachas, begashmias, and beruchnias into the world. Therefore, why could the symbol of tshuva? What does the pasuk say in Isaiah? Yeshuvu Yishrei Tziloi Yichu Dogon Yifru Kagefen." Yeah? What did the pot mean? So first of all, these are two things. Normally, if you have, whatever, you have a orange, and you squeeze the orange, you make a very pure oil. You squeeze it, the juice, what do you make a bracha? It goes down a little. The only two things that go up, the malusa, you take flour, and you make it into bread, make a maizu lechem menorah. And you take wine and squeeze it, you don't make a shakel, you make a bari pre gofen. The shtanu the malusa. The idea of Dogon and Geffen, the Shtanel Malusa, so the Tshuva Mehava, which is Doines Nasaloi Kizachit, right? Which only works Mitzad Yidin Abrevchinas Bonin, which is the reason many people had Akpadas, but Sefer Yisod Yosef, Tzadikin, Dimri Yosef, put from the Chakal Yitzchok, Sefer Dimri Yosef, many Sfarim HaKadoshim, so is the Minhag of Prince Arthur, they wouldn't allow a Goyin Sukkah. And you say it actually, whatever, the beauty. Why? Because the idea of true mehava, true only works for yid, b'chinas bonim. They wouldn't let an oral, the fact that kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, kedusha is Yerushalayim, kedusha is Beis Hamikdash, and loyovibach oid oral v'tomei, says the pasuk. Whatever. And therefore, this becomes a source. Therefore, sukkahs becomes a source of bracha. As everyone knows, the pirush of the Gra, famous medrash pli of Avram zochin, Hashem beiruch as Avram bakol. Says the Medrash, Bakol refers to Sukkah. What in the world is Bakol with Sukkah? It's Rashi Tevis. Sukkah says he's German. Oh, Bakol, the bracha Bakol comes in the schools of what? The pasuk lekachtem lechem. Has the Gemara dashen bei lechem lechol terchichem. All that he needs, begash mis of ruchnis. Therefore, what did the pasuk say? Re'ei reyach v'nik reyach asoda. What was the reyach asoda? He said reyach tapuchu. You don't talk about it. The Tosfos says in Tainus and Shabbos that tapuchu always refers to esroyim, our esrik. Hello. Oh, what did they write afterwards? V'yid l'chol likim mitalas shemayim shmanei oros reish dogim betirish kipshuta kipmitrasha. Yeah. If I had the time, which I don't. Do me a favor, take a look in Panim Yofis, in Parshas Emor, from the Haflor, Givaldi Gimatis, so I'm not going to bother you with like whatever, drive you crazy, you won't remember anyway, right, of how each one of the Dalet Minim is kosher to the Eitz Hadas, to the Tikkun of the Eitz Hadas, and whatever. And that's why Eeyu's Mitzrayim al Yisurim, because Eeyu serves Hashem, he was Yerei Shammai, really Kim to the Pasuk, right? But he didn't have the secret of Sukkah. Why is the Sukkah, David showed the final Sukkah, two and a bit, which represents the hand, Kvayochel, as an anthropomorphic, right, statement. The Yemincha Pshutta L'Kavul Shovim, there's two prokim in the hand, and that's the Yemin Pshutta L'Kavul Shovim, Shnei Tfanois, and the Tefach, right? Because it's the idea of Avu. And if you don't believe me, Beis Kil Chosin, V'Gimel Afilu Tefach, is Gimachia, Tshuvim Ahav. Imakur. How do you know the Gimachia? I'm cutting out the Gimachia. The obvious question which everybody asks, how can you say, all the Mefarshim, everybody, how could you say the Esrik was the fruit that Adam Rishon ate, right? And now you're bringing it, what? As a kaporo. Hello? You can ask the same question, Korban Pesach. Says the Medrash, Hadoduksiv. What in the world? Hello? What did I do? Hello, what was the Korban Pesach? Tleh. Hello? Tleh was like a sheep. Last time I saw it in the zoo. Yeah, hello, in the farm. Yeah. That was the Avodah Zarah, the Eden, worse than the same. I also asked Enka Teger Nasa Seneger. They had Enka Teger Nasa Seneger if there's still a Pagam, there's still a whatever. We have Chu Mahavu with the Zenit Nasa Kedzokhis, as the Chido says. Yeah, when you have Chum Yira, the Sos Kabri from the Chidah, you still need maybe the Dal Chilgi Kapor. I explained this to the other quarter. Or but Chum Havu, where Doin Zasa Kazakh is. Hello. Then we say what? Then the Katayu comes Kufa, the what you makalkal was that you use for Kiyadu. Okay. After the Sakdoma, now we get back to ground. How does this mean that Esrig, which is the Chid, it's a Das, that we're Masakin, but taking the Esrig? Everybody knows that Esrig is Rosh Davis. What does Regal Gaiva got to do with the tikkun of, which starting with the beginning of the year, right? Of the Chedin Tzedas. Okay. The Hektim, very briefly, the famous Zera Berach brings Zerabba, the holy Megal Amukis, who says famously, he brings from a Raivin, Peter Shem Nasef Yitzir, that when all the Marishan sinned, he was putting him into shameless of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, and the name Aleph Dalad Nuni. Right? Yes? And he says, when you say Shema Yisrael, you're mayrich in the dalit of Echad, vo'ed, the two dalasin, that he was putting him, that Adam Rishon sinned, he was putting him in the dalit of Shindal Yud and the dalit of Adam. Hello. And this you have in mind by Kriya Shema. Hello. Says the Bnei Yisrael, a moirid digavar. You remember Chava, when the Abraham said, what did he do here? Hanochosh, what's the next word? Hishiani. You don't gotta be a genius all this far in Malay. Take the word Hishiani, you have two words in there. Yesh and Ani. What have you take the Shin, David's name Shaka, and the name Aleph Dalet, right? And you take out the Dalets from those two names, you're left with Yesh and Ani. What is the Shirish of the Chet Tzedas? Gaiva! What is the Gaivas Odom Tashpilenu, says the Pasuk, that refers to Odom Arishon, because I'll say, right? You take the Dalis out, and that's Pshat. David HaMelech, who's the Tikkun, he says, Pishuli Shari Tzedek. The Gemara says in Brachas, Le'oilo Yikonis Odom Shnei Pesachim Beis Haknesses. I mean, the Shir of two, where are the Shirim? Of the Shindal, bring the Dalis, the two Dalis of the Shindal Yud and the Dalis of Lishkos al dal soisai, Lashon Rabim, yoim yoim. Right? Yeah, and therefore, to cut a long story short, Gaiva is Pshat. Either you serve the Abnishter, because whatever, you're a Baltaiva. You desire. Even if you're Odom Arishin, it's your Kapam Shalish Baruch, all the mildest of Odom Arishin, even after the Chet. Sforim say he wanted to eat from the Tzadas to reach the Shar, no, whatever. But there's self here, there's ego. You gotta learn the lesson of Sha'omra Loi Lomay Dai. The Abish gave you Maspik Dai Lechoberia. And you're an Eved of Hashem. And therefore his name is Ziz the Odin, and you're the Eved. Right? Therefore the Pasuk says, Uchsaftim al Mezuzos Beisecha. Right? The word Mezuzos Gimachi Aleph Dal Dun Yud. The word on the outside of the Mezuzos Shidal Yud. Right? Whenever you go into a house, whenever you say Shema, etc., etc., you have in mind the two Dals. By the way, who else was the tikkun of Adam HaRishon? To whom Adam HaRishon donated 70 years? Isn't David a fascinating name? Dallas, and then a Dallas, and a Vav. Do you know, originally the letter Aleph, Alufish Olam, was supposed to be a Vav straight and a Yud Niyud. Right? It became a sin, became crooked. Therefore, David named Cedric Pekas Friedman. The name of David is the tikkun of the two dalsin, right? And the straightness of the Vav. And therefore, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, right? Daloisi v'liyoshi. Arimim Hashem ki dilisoni v'liyoshi machta uveli, which goes under Nachash HaKadmoni. So basically, the point is the whole gather of what? The Chet Eitz Hadas v'Gaya. Therefore, Esther Gazal Rashi Tevis. Okay. To serve the Abish, where do we find this by Anoshim Kirkeinu? We're not like sinners, you know, we're all B'nai Torah learning. The Pekos Friedman has a Moir de Gemayim. I'm going to have the kids are mad. It's a mashrol. It's a gewaldig word. I have no time to elaborate. There are four types of Loim de Torah. And the way to remember is the letters Aleph Gimel Dalet Lam. Agadel. Okay? The Mashal says in the Dorim Daf Samach Beis, when the Gemara says, it says, Aseit Vorm Shem Poel. Serve the Abishter, do mitzvah for the sake of the Abishter, right? Don't make it an Atarul, it's Gadol Bo, Akai, Lachbar Bo, etc., etc. So the Mashal says, Amoyrit Gevort. If you look in the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, there are only four letters which have in it a Lamed. In the Mili. Aleph Lamed Bey, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed, Dalet Lamed Tov, and a Lamed. Hello?
Yeah.
These represent four types of people learning Torah, right? Yeah? The Aleph is a person who learns Torah, but Al Menas, they should call me Rebbe Valufi, right? Aleph. Gimel means it's better. I don't want much COVID. Like, it'd be retarded to run off the COVID. But the Abishter with the Olam Haba, and it's very geschmack, and Yafa Shachas, whatever. So I'm waiting for the Gemul. Payday. You know, after 120 years, I'll get a nice Shikul of Yost. Right? Then there are people who are what? Dallas. Poor fellow, just got enough coil in 15 years of coil, doesn't have a penny to his name, he needs a job, so we'll use his learning to get whatever, become a sifter, you know? So it's, that is a letter, it's get of Dalus, he has it. And then there's the people, the Lamed, which represents a person who learns Torah, L'shem Shemayim. Right? You with me? To cut a long story short, therefore there's a machlikas in Gemara, whether Lulav Tzorach Eged or not. We pass in Ezer, because we pass at the end of the day, we're all imperfect human beings. And the Gemara says, Psachim, various places, first start off, Shalol Hashem Shemayim, and we take Shalol Lishma, and end up Lishma. Aber von deswegen, the ultimate purpose is that from the three, Aleph, Gimel, and Dalits, you should come to the Lama. The three types of Shalol Lishma, you should come to what? Yeah. Therefore, we pass in that lechatchilas b'sadek elivan veyu lulav tzorach eged aleph gimel dalis. Hello, and therefore interessant. Where do you hold your gimel of three of the dalad minim in your right hand? The esrig you hold in your left hand. Hello. Why is that? Because the three people who are the aleph gimel dalit shlo lishma they're tainted. Think of the right. Oirach ya oirach. Say Chazal, various places, right? That mimini yoytik l'shma is the mimin. So we're taking the three shalei l'shma minim, put it in your right hand, and we're telling the guy who's on the esrik fellow who's shalim and tomim, told the Ramayim, remember your brethren who are a bit shalei, you know, whatever, and the left hand, and worry about them also. But the maile is the bottom line is of the whole story is bottom line, right? That the esrei come that. Sukkot is to give a person a achno to become that an evet to the Eibishter, and he had the mitzvah of estapkus, which is in Dalet Yud, avdus achno to the Eibishter, which is the mitzvah of Dalet Yud, right? And that is the Indian of Chagas Sukkot, and that's why Sukkot is our tefillah and neskapa. Let me just be leave you with one nekuda. Just hit me like whatever. Just Everyone knows it's Ella Betomer. Ella is Rosh Tevis, by the way. Esrig, Arova, Lulav, Hadas. Whatever. Tomer. Because the Lulav is Tomer. Hello? Honestly, nothing to do with the Shir. This is a bit of news. People don't read newspapers, Baruch Hashem. I only found that out from a chaver of mine in America. Gevaldige breaking news like 2 or 3 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael. In 1963, Lemesporim, Yud Gimel, Chav Gimel, they made an expedition, like archaeologists, in Masada. And that's where they had the fortress they held from the Romans, but in the year 73, Lemesporim, whatever. They found there, working on the works of Josephus, who was a contemporary historian, and he was on the other side, the Romans, whatever. Not sure. Based on his writing, they found a storehouse that had food kept from talking 1,940 years. And they found in it seeds from a date tree. Seeds, I don't know if you read about it, seeds from a date tree, which is the time of after Churban Beis Hamikdash. Churban Beis Hamikdash, shame. And they sent it off, the archaeologists, the botanists, whatever, they sent it off to a place in Bar Ilan University, somewhere in Tel Aviv, right? In 15 years ago, some botanist from a kibbutz called Kitura in the Arava, somewhere outside of Eilat, up north of Eilat, whatever, decided to try an experiment. They took this seed from a date tree, a palm tree, right, which hadn't been seen the light of the day. It's a seed for almost 2,000 years. Decided to see if they could make it grow. And it blossomed. And they got a palm tree. Problem was, the palm tree was a zohar. A zohar gives off fruits. It gives off leaves, it grows, branches, it has pollen, right? But it's no pears. And they call it the Misushelach tree. The Misushelach lived 960 years. It's like the oldest date palm they ever found. But they didn't give up hope. They continued, archaeologists with the botanists, they were working at it. And a few, 6 years ago, they found, outside of Yericho, weiter date palm trees. Date palm trees, right? I don't trust anything I get from a rabbi. So I got my secretary. I don't have Baruch Hashem any Makshirim. I got my secretary to go to Rabbi Google, and she hold it. Date palm tree outside of Yericho, which was the botanist that went through DNA. This didn't come from. This came from Poros, from Iraq. Iraq. So when Kirish, Cyrus the Great, as they call him in Goyim, right? When he gave permission after 70 years ago, was Bavel for Eden, Ezra Nechemi, to go back and build whatever, they came with seeds. And this is an Iraqi palm tree, DNA proves, right? Which is something like 2,000 whatever years ago, 2,500 years ago. And they found it in the cave. And they took the pollen from Mizushelach, and they called the cave, the palm tree, they found it called Chana. Some after the Aftarah, first day of Rosh Hashanah. Of children, and they took the pollen from the Sushelach and rubbed it on the flowers of Chana, and you know what happened? It started growing. And 2-3 weeks ago, for the first time, it the dates, and people tasted it. And they said, you know, it says Zavas Cholov Udvash, Dvash, Dvash, Tmorim. They tasted it, and a mamish tasted like honey, like you have bee honey, right? Tastes the same way. What do I learn from this? I thought, gewaldige Wort. Hello? Sometimes you think we're dead, we're finished, we're you think you're dead. You've been in a hole for 2,500 years. The idea of the Tomer, of the Lul, of the Daladminim, is the idea of Tchias Hamezim. You can be resurrected. You never know what's leaked that DNA. And I tell you one story. The Israeli army came a few years ago in Gaza. You know, and they had to uncover caches of weapons. True stories. I said over Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, I said it over. And they went into a mosque where often the Yimach Shemendiks, they hide it, and they were about to, and suddenly a female suicide bomber with a belt came, she's about to blow herself up, right, with them. And a soldier with a fruma, right, whatever. And he saw he's dying, and nothing he could do. He started screaming at the top of his lungs, Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kedosh. Suddenly, this woman, who's a suicide bomber, froze, paralyzed. She stopped, didn't press. She gave herself up to the soldiers. They disarmed her. They brought her for questioning. She said she was a Jewish woman, born whatever. Like people never. She fell in love with an Arab, who promised her the world, as they do. You have no idea how Churban Eretz Yisrael is, Yiddish girls, whatever. She married this Arab, and he brought her to Gaza, to his home, whatever, and he played with the world. He had two other wives there, whatever. And he beat her, like, Kitarko Makoyidish, whatever. And he said, if you ever try to run away, I'm going to kill your two kids. She was stuck. And there's what they call in America the Patty Hearst syndrome, where the person who's abused identifies psychologically with the abuser. It doesn't make sense. Whatever. That's psychologist, right? And she's so into her husband's militant Hamas, whatever. She was ad kedekach. She's willing to become Rachman with a shit lower than Shultaftas, a suicide bomber for Hamas in the mud, blowing up the soldier. When this one soldier said Shema Yisrael, so there's a DNA seed planted from the Akedah, from wherever. And suddenly it was Nisoyder, right? Right? And suddenly she gave herself up. She told the army where her two kids are. They went to special rescue and they chapped them. And then she told the army where all the tunnels are that she knew. It saved countless Jewish lives. The moral of the story is, with if a person has Asher Tachtis, could be Nisoyder for Tchias HaMeisim, then that we ask ourselves the question, on Chag HaSukkah, is Kol Shekein, we have to be Nisoyder.